paragraph Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas koil ha-shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. This is all tied into the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ki koil denofik mi-shofar zeh b'chinas emes she-yizgale b'b'chinas olam haba. Because the sound that comes forth from the shofar corresponds to the emes, the truth, that's going to be revealed in the world to come. The world to come is called olam ho-emes. Ki ikar ho-emes lo-osid, because the real truth will only be known and revealed in the future. K'mo she-kosov shama, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran, there's a famous posuk, Sfas emes tikoin lo-ad. The truth will be established permanently. The Zohar HaKadosh says, koinenes loiksiv. It doesn't say the truth is established. It says tikoin, it will be established. Meaning what we see today, the world that we're in today, is definitely not the world of truth. This is called Olam HaSheker. The majority in this world is Sheker. It's topsy-turvy. The future world, the future is going to be Emes, Hizgalos Emes. Ki HaKoil Hu Bechinas Emes. We said that the Koil Shofar is Emes, because we know that Koil is a concept of Emes. Bechinas Yaakov. Because Emes, its koil is related to Yaakov Avinu. K'mesh Kosov, ha-koil, koil Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu is associated with koil, and Yaakov is Emes. B'chinas titein Emes li-Yaakov. V'hu yoytzei mi-shofar. And it comes forth from the shofar, shehu b'chinas al-madorosi, kimuva. The shofar symbolizes olam haba, the future. Shofar corresponds to bina. In many ways, it's brought that the word shofar, number one, shin resh pevov, is bigimatria 586, which is bigimatria the word toikef or tokfoi, which means midas hadin, toikef hadin, which corresponds to Yitzchok, as we said earlier. Yitzchok, who represents pachad Yitzchok, midas hadin. The future, the world to come. Today we paskin like Hillel. In the future we're going to paskin like Shammai, because Shammai is Midas Adin. And also the shofar reminds Hashem of the Ayil of Yitzchok, the Ayil, the ram that was used to replace Yitzchok Avinu. So shofar is bechinas almadosi, as is brought. K'mo shekosu v'hoyo b'yoyim hahu yitoka b'shofar godol. It'll be in the future. When we'll be in the Olam Ho'emes, Olam Haba, there will be this great blast of the shofar. Vayidei b'chinas Ho'emes, shenizgal ayidei b'chinas almadosi, and through this concept of truth, which is revealed through Olam Haba, sheze b'chinas koil ha-shofar, which is tied into the koil ha-shofar, ayidei ze na'ase yoyim hadin. This is what generates Rosh Hashanah, the yoyim hadin, the shofar. V'ze b'chinas u'b'shofar godol yitoka v'yoimru hinei ze yoim hadin. You know, which we say in Unesana Toikef, you know, right after, in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Ki hadin nizgale al yedei koil ha-shofar shub'chinas emes, shenizgale b'chinas al-madosi shal yodoy nas hadin. Because the din is revealed through the blowing of the shofar, which is emes, which is the world to come, which is when din, there'll be the yoim hadin. Ki ho emes einoy yochoy lizboil harishoim, k'mo shekosov sham. Because as Rabbein Azal says over there, the truth can't stand rishoim. The truth can stand sheker. Hashem says that sheker will never, you know, I can't have it in front of my eyes. Lo yikon lenegadenoi. Vazai kishinizgala hadin. And when the din is revealed, azai nase sofa brura. This brings about a clarity of dibur. Ki choizrim l'Hashem izborach v'shovim b'tshuva memes hadin. Because we do tshuva out of our fear of this din, this judgment. Ki oz mevinim ha-hefresh shebein tzadik l'rosha. And that's when we realize the difference between tzadik and rosha. Kemoy shekosov shom. As Rabbein Azal elaborates over there in Likutei Moran. You have to learn the chapter to really understand some of this clearly. V'zeh b'chinas hisoyrus ha-tshuva shenasa yidei kol ha-shofar. This ties into the great awakening of tshuva that's caused by the blowing of the shofar. K'mo shekosov, as the pasuk says, ha-yitoka ha-shofar bo'ir v'am lo yechrodu? Can a shofar be blown in a city and the people won't tremble? it won't awaken them to tshuva. Nimtza shayidei koil hashoifar shebchinas emes b'chinas almadosi aidei ze nasa b'chinas sofa brura kanal. So the shoifar, which is emes, which is olam haba, that generates this sofa brura, this clarity of speech. Vaidei ze moitzien mikoyach alapoil. And we learned earlier that when there's shleimus hadibur, then you're able to take things from koyach into poil, because dibur is the bridge between machshava and maisa. The Zohar HaKadosh says every single thing that takes place in this world has to go through those three stages: Machshav, Dibur, Maisa. V'ze bechinas hanesiro shemascheles b'rosh Hashanah, shehi bechinas moitzi mikoyach alapoyel. With this, we could understand also what the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sifrei Kabbalah explained takes place on Rosh Hashanah, that kaviyochel, as just like when Adam and Chava were born, we're told that they were Siamese twins. They were attached back to back originally. And then Kaviochel Hashem placed a sleep over Adam, and he cut them apart. He cut Adam and Chava apart. Originally they were attached back to back. Once they were separated, they could turn around and face each other. There could be a yichud. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Kaviochel, as obviously in heaven there's nothing physical, but in spiritual terms, in Shamayim also, it starts out like that way, that in the beginning there's a concept of Ochor Ba'ochor, where Kaviochel, as if we could say Hashem and the Shekhinah, are attached back to back. And Rosh Hashanah is the time when there is this Nesira, there is a slicing that takes place, that separates, and allows Hashem and the Shekhinah, Kaviochel, to turn around and be ponim b'ponim, face to face, so that there could be a yichud. This is discussed in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Arizal, and we've had it in Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal discusses this maybe in 10 different places in Likutei Halachos, where he explains it. He shows how these spiritual concepts, you know, how it applies to us. Shehi b'chinas mikoyach al apoyal. That's also an example of going from koyach to poyal, because when they're back to back, they can't create anything. They can't have any yichud. The connection is only bekoyach. It's in theory. Once they're separated and can turn around ponim b'ponim, then there can be a yichud. Then there can be activity and produce. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah hu ha'ascholo al yidei koil ha'shoifer. Because Rosh Hashanah is when everything begins with the sound of the shoifer. Shu b'chinas emes. V'alkein ikra ha'koil shenizkar batoyro hu trua. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you can understand also why, out of the different sounds of the shofar, tkia, shvarim, trua, the only one that's mentioned in the Chumash is trua. Ki trua hu bechinas Yaakov ki yadua, because trua corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. Tkia, shvarim, trua corresponds to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So Yaakov is trua. Shu bechinas emes, bechinas vav. He is the emes. He is the letter vav of yud kei vav kei. The Yud is Avram, the He is Yitzchak, the Vav is Yaakov Avinu, the last He is Dovr HaMelech, or sometimes Rochel Imenu, depending. Sha'al Yodoi Moitzien Mikoyach HaLapoyal. It's through that Vav that we're able to convert Machshava, Yud Kei, into Maisa, into that final He, which is Malchus, which is Olam Ho'asiyah. Vezeh Loshen Trua. This is the term Trua, Shehu Loshen Shvira. The word trua also means to break. Teroyein b'shevet barzel, smash them. V'chein shvorim, shvorim also means to break. Shehu gamkein trua misofeg, hu gamkein loshen shvira. Rav Nosson Zal says that both the shvorim and the trua, which according to the Gemara are one sound, we're just not sure whether it should be like this or like this, so we do both. Both of them have the same meaning, which means to break. Hainu bechinas chituch u'shvira sayodayim. This represents that breaking of the hands, that separating of the yuds, separating them to make room for the other six letters in the middle. Separating machshava and maisa, we say soif maisa b'machshava tchila, that originally maisa and machshava start out attached to each other. But in order to make something happen, you have to pull them apart, you have to break them apart, and put machshava over there, and maisa over there, and put dibur in the middle to unite them, to make it happen. היינו בחינס חיתוך ושבירס הידיים, שפויסכן ושויברם וחויתכן בין הכוח והפועל שהם השני יודים, we open up and we break and we slice between the two yuds, between כוח and פועל, שזה בחינס מויצי מכוח אל הפועל. That's what enables us to take things from theory into action. ועל כן כל תרועה, תקיעה בראש ותקיעה בסוף. And that's why every single trua or shvarim always has a tki in front of it and a tki in back of it. Ze bechinas yud baroish v'yud basoif. That's this concept of the yud in the beginning and the yud in the end, shehim bechinas koyach upoyel. Ki tkiya hu koil poshut. Because the sound of the tki is called in the Gemara a koil poshut, a straight sound. Shehu bechinas yud. Just like the letter yud, she'ein bo shum tziur. The yud has no shape or form, according to the Zohar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yud is just a dot. You know, it's a blotch of ink. It's not really shaped like an aleph or a beis or all the other letters. Rak bechinas koil poshut. The yud symbolizes and corresponds to the tkiya, which is a koil poshut. V'hatrua be'emtza tkiyas, and the trua, or the shvarim, are in between two tkiyas. Ki hatrua hu bechinas emes, bechinas vav, bechinas hashesh oisiyas, shebein hashnei yudin, shal yodo moitzi mikoyach al apoyel. Because as we just explained before, we said that the trua is Yaakov Avinu, who is emes, who is the vav, who is the six letters between the two yuds, of yud ke vav ke alef talet nun yud. Shal yodo moitzi mikoyach al apoyel, through those six letters, through that vav, that you're able to translate things from thought into action. Kemo shekosov shom, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Torah Samach Vav. V'al kein hatrua hu shloisha koilos. And that's why the trua is three sounds. Kemo shomru, as the Gemara says, shir trua kisholosh yevavos. The length of a trua is like three yevavos. Da, 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 like the three sounds of the Shvarim. Keneged sholosh b'chinos sheyesh etzlakoyach veetzlapoyel. Corresponding to those three categories that we mentioned earlier that exist both by koyach and poyal, which are mokoim, tziur, and zman. Sheheim sholosh oisiyas sheyesh etzl yud baroish v'chein sholosh oisiyas etzl yud basoif. Those are the three letters that are connected to the yud of yud kei vav kei, and the three letters that are connected to the yud of aleph dalet nun yud. V'ze shenestapku b'trua imhu shvorim o imhu mashakoyrin trua. And this is why the Gemara has a whole question as to whether the sound of the trua should be what we call today shvorim, da da da, or it should be da 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 da. You know, the nine short shots. Uposku lasois shneim. And the Gemara paskins that because we're not sure, we do both. Ki yesh shtei pomim sholosh bechinos. Because look what Rabbeinu Zal said. Rabbeinu Zal said there isn't one set of three, there's two sets of three. There's six letters in there. There's two sets of mokoim, tzir, and zman, corresponding to the shvorim and the trua. Dahinu mokoim, tzir, and zman bekoyach, v'chein bepoyel. V'hasofek hu eza me'amikar. The question is, which one is the main one? Im tzorech la'asu ulesakein b'chinas mokom v'tzir ozman shebekoyach o shebepoyel. Which one do we really have to work on more? The mokom v'tzir ozman of koyach or the mokom v'tzir ozman of poyel? Ki ikar adovor mashem utzrichim lesakein v'leftoyach hayudin b'chinas moitz mikoyach lapoyel. Ho ikaruhu bebechinas tshuva bechlal ubeprat. Because Rabbeinu Zal says, the main concept of what Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that we have to try to bring about this poiseach es yudecho, that these yuds should open up and separate so that we're able to have machshava dibur maisa, we're able to bring things from thought into action. The main way that that's brought about is through tshuva bechlal ubefrat. Ki bechlal tzorech lasis tshuva ulasakein cheto adam rishon shepogam bo zayde shayde cheto silek hashchina metachtoinim vegoram misa. On a general level, we Klal Yisrael are required to do tshuva and to correct the pegam of adam rishon, whereby as a result of his sin, he caused the shechina to leave, to go up, to leave the lowly worlds. the Gora Misa, and he introduced death into the world. This is the concept of the poel reverting back to koyach. And because of the Begam of Odom Arishon, where he introduced death into the world, he caused Hashem to leave, to go back upstairs. So again, he brought things, he caused, it's like a spring, and the spring was let down. Kavyochel Hashem lowered himself, you know, to be involved with the Tachtoinim. And when Odom Rishon sinned, Hashem just pulled it right back, and the spring went back up, so that Machshava and Koyach and Poel snapped back together. And therefore, every single year, we have to work on this again, this project of being Moitzi Mikoyach El HaPoel, to open up those yuds again, on a general level. And then each and every single individual Jew has to do tshuva for whatever sins he did, whatever he was poigim. And that's how we are involved in making this tikkun of being moitzi mikoyach el hapoel, bringing things from thought, from theory, into action. Ki ikar hu aveiro al yedei nefilas chituch hayodayim, dahinu ayudnanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, what causes a Jew to commit a sin? It's this chituch hayodayim being messed up. These two yuds being messed up. Bebechinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes this over there in that chapter in the Kutimran, histakel b'shloisha dvorim, if you'll analyze three things, you'll never come to do a sin. And that's why the tikkun for all of our sins is through tshuva. Tshuva is a concept of making an opening by showing regret. Bechinas patach. That's the vowel patach that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutimran. Bechinas psichas v'chituch hayadayim. The concept of opening up and slicing apart the two yuds, or the hands that are closed. Hainu kimeachar shechoto upogam b'psichos hayadayim kanal. Because once a person committed a sin and he was poigame in the opening up of these yuds, in the opening up of the hands, kinoflu lidei avera chas v'sholem, because as the Gemara uses the wording, look at the wording the Gemara uses. Histakel b'shol shvon v'yatabo lidei avera. You don't want to fall into the yodayim of avera. There are yodayim of kedusha, from which all shefa and brocha and atzlocha comes from, and if a person is poigame in that, he falls into the dei avera. So by doing that, bozeh hu machriv ha'olam chas v'shalom, the person destroys the world. Ki azai choyzer v'nestalek ha'poyal el ha'koyach kivatchila. Because Hashem says, bye, I'm going back up. And the poyal leaves. The yud below leaves and goes back up and interlocks with the yud from above. Shezeh b'chinas misa, that's the concept of death. B'chinas reshoim b'chayeim kruyim esim. And the Gemara says that reshoim, even while they're living, they're called dead. So a rasha, while he's in this physical world and he's committing sins, and he's causing that yud of poyal to leave and go back up to koyach and snap together, he's like, it's like he were dead, chas v'shalom. Ki ikar hakedusha shehu hachias b'chinas ruach delasata b'chinas poyel mistalekes lamala v'choizer lakoyach. Because the holiness, which is the life force, which is the ruach delasata, that second yud, which corresponds to poyel, leaves. When a person commits sins, that leaves, it goes back up high to koyach. And what keeps the Russia alive, the one who did the sin, what's keeping his life is only crumbs, like, you know, these little sparks that have fallen off. That's what's sustaining him. The main light leaves. Therefore, when a person wants to do tshuva, he has to mamish build the world anew. And to start this process again. Pesach Charota. And the way a person accomplishes that is through tshuva. Tshuva is called, the main, one of the main ingredients of tshuva is Charota, which is regret. And the Gemara always calls it a Pesach of Charota, an opening of regret. Rav Nosnal says, look at that, because again, the tshuva, the main function of tshuva is liftoach, to reopen those two yuds, to break them apart again, to separate them, poiseach es yodecha, umasbi el chacha, and start the flow of shefa again. A person does avera, the door is closed, two yuds snap together, and there's no flow of shefa. Hashem says bye, the Shechina says goodbye, goes back upstairs, and that's it. The door's closed. Tshuva is a Pesach of Charota, where we reopen. We reopen the doors, we reopen the yuds, so that those six letters can go in the middle, so that there can be a flow of shefa. Nimtza, Sheba Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Yemei Tshuva, Tzrichin Lohoitzi Mikoyach Lapoel, Al Yidei Tshuva Biatzma, Shehu Pesach Charota. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's a very important time when all of this is happening. Valzeh Merameh is Koil Shofar. And this is what the blowing of the shofar represents. Dainu HaTrua, especially the Trua, Shehu Bechinas Hamoitzi Mikoyach Lapoel. The Trua represents that concept of translating from thought into action. Ki Trua hu genuchi gonach v'yeluli yolil. Because the Gemara says that Trua is two sounds. It's and it's you know, that moaning and that yolilam. Dahainu b'chinas charoto shemischartin al huavera. These are expressions of regret. Where a person shows that they feel sorry for something, when a person is really sorry for something, they cry over it. The goinchin belibom umiyalel en yololoi sal goydel hapigomim shepogam kol echad kfima shidei benafshem ashoosa kol hashana. And the people cry and they sigh and groan inside their hearts over the terrible sins that they did, rachmona litzlan, and the mess that they made throughout the year. Ubezois hacharoto. And through that regret, we're zeicha to once again be able to take things from thought into action. And in the Gemara, there's a question as to whether trua is a sound of genuchi, dahainu shvarim, sheze b'chinas leiv nishbor v'nidke. That is it really what we call shvarim, which corresponds to a broken heart? Like a person who's really giving forth deep sighs from their heart. Oy, oy, oy. V'ze keneged pegam sholosh b'chinos yesh b'koyach. This corresponds to a pegam against the mokoim tzior en zman of koyach. Exactly. Dahainu b'chinos mokoim tzior en zman yesh b'koyach. Dahainu sholosh oisya yesh etzel yud b'roish. Corresponding to the three letters that are associated with the yud in the beginning of this yud aleph hey dalid vav, no, in the beginning of all that, dahainu shenestapku im ikar hatshuva l'sakin pegam machshova shepogam b'machshova shebemoyach hamispashetes b'leiv v'nitztayeres b'shosh b'chinas mokem tzir zman. The question in the Gemara was whether the main tshuva is tikkun hamachshova, to correct whatever I've been poigim in machshova, of my thoughts that extend down into my heart and are formatted in mokoim tzir en zman, or imikra tshuva tzrichon sakin zois, whether that's the main tshuva, to correct that. Ki ikar livli lahanicho litztayar b'machsheves aveira chas v'shalom. Because the main thing is not to let your brain paint pictures of sin chas v'shalom. You know, and format sins. Kim lo yhoya manichol etzar b'machshava bevatai lo yhoya bole de'avera b'shum oifen. Because if a person didn't allow the thoughts of sin to creep into his brain, he would never get to actually committing any sin chas v'shalom. Al kein efsher she'ikar atikin tzrichin rak al pegam ha'machshava k'nal. Therefore, one possibility is that the main tikkun that's needed is for pegam ha'machshava. V'zeh b'chinas shvorim. That's the concept of the sound of the shvorim. B'chinas leiv nishbor v'nidke, which corresponds to the heart. B'chinas genuchi gonoyach, the sound of the shofar, that long moaning. Dahainu anchas ugnichas haleiv. This represents that krechts that comes from the heart. והדיפ סוי, כי מאחר שעיקר הפגם במחשבה שבלב, על כן התשובה על ידי לב נשבר. Because if we're understanding that the main pegam is coming from the thoughts in the brain and heart, then the main tikkun is through by breaking the heart, lev nishbar. Haynu genuchi vanocha shegonecha mischarat b'lib al pegam ha-machshava shebalev. That's one possibility. Or im noimar she'ikar ha-tshuva al pegam ha-maisa. Or should we say that the main tshuva is to correct our actions, what we messed up in action. Ki afal pikein ikar ha-aveira hi kishabo lidei maisa chas Hashem rachman al-san. Because with all the thinking and thinking, when is the Avera completed? When does the Avera really become alive? Chas v'shem rachman al-san, when it turns into an action. V'zeh b'chinas trua. That would correspond to the sound of the trua, the staccato sound of the trua. B'chinas teroyim b'shevet barzel. Smash them with an iron stick. Shetzorech lasos tshuva gedoylo. That a person has to do major tshuva to destroy and smash the tumah, the klipos that were generated through his avera. And that's why when the avera actually turns into maisa, when it goes from machshava to maisa, that's when you need that trua, that staccato sound, which is more than the genuchi, ki genuchi hu rak b'lev kanal, because the genuchi, that sigh, is more in the heart than anywhere else. Avol yalala hu koil tsa'oka v'yalala shetzrichen litzayku le'yalel b'koil mar b'kama v'kama koilay skufin zelazeh, kemoy trua. Whereas the yalala is the screaming, the short screams, ay, 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 that a person says when they realize they really did something terrible. It's not just, oy, it's, ay, 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 you know. Kuvenzel zeh, kemoy trua, like the sound of the trua, al goydel pegam she'osa b'maisa chas v'shalom. When a person realizes the incredible damage and harm that they did through an action of sin, so that by doing that, he'll be able to correct the major harm, the defectiveness that he caused through his great tshuva. And so that it should be fulfilled in the person, that he'll smash with a metal stick, kekli yoitzer tenaptzeim. Meaning, sheyishaber v'yenapeitz kol haklipos v'kamakatrigim. He'll smash and to smithereens and destroy the forces of truma and of tuma, and the prosecutors. V'ze b'chinas trua. That's the sound of trua. Shehu yeluli yola. That's staccato. Shehu yoiser migenuchi, which is more than genuchi. Shehu tshuva al pegam hamaisa. The trua is a tshuva for the pegam hamaisa. V'hi sholosh koilos. Keneged sholosh b'chinas hanal, and the trua is also three sounds: ta 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 ta. You know, shehim b'chinas mokoim v'tziur zman sheyesh etzel yud b'soif, corresponding to the three categories that are associated with yud at the end of that name of Hashem: b'chinas poyal, which represent action. V'chein ha-shvorim hu gam kein sholesh koilois. The trua is three koilois, and the shvorim is three koilois. Keneged sholesh b'chinas yesh etzel yud b'roish, b'chinas koyach, corresponding to the three categories associated with the first yud. U'shneim yachad heim shisha koilois. The shvorim and the trua together add up to six koilois. B'chinas sheish yesh yesh kanal, corresponding to the six letters. Sha'al yodo moitziyem mikoyach ala poyal. Through them, we're able to bring things from thought into action. V'alkein hutzruchu rabbi seinu zal misofeik la'asoy shneyem. And this is why our rabbis, because they were in doubt, they instituted both. Shehim b'chinas vav kanal, that's the vav, the six letters, the six sounds. V'gam hutzruchu la'asoy kol echad levad. And in addition, they had us do them both together sometimes. Sometimes it's shvor tkia, shvorim trua tkia, and sometimes separately, tkia shvorim tkia, tkia trua tkia. Exactly. Dainu tkia shvorim tkia levad, utkia trua tkia levad. Hitzorech lesakein kulam, because we really have to fix up all of these. Dehainu lesakein pgam ha'maisa v'machshov ha'yachad. We have to repair certain sins where it's machshova and maisa together, thought and action together. Dehainu pgam avera b'mezid, meaning this is when a person does a sin intentionally with intent. Shebozeh poigein b'machshova v'ha'maisa. That's a double whammy. That's a double pagam. He was pagam in machshava and maisa. He had a bad intention and he went ahead and turned it into a bad action. Ukeneged zeh hu tkiya shvorim trua tkiya. Corresponding to that kind of sin, we blow the tkiya shvorim trua tkiya, shekoilo shneya machshavu maisa ganal, which covers both. That shvorim and trua in there corresponds to the three letters of koyach and the three letters of poyal, the machshava and the maisa. Both together. Ulefomim b'machshov levad. There are times that a person chas v'shalom commits a sin in thought only. Ve'enoy oiseh ho'avera b'poyel. He doesn't actually do the sin. He contemplates chas v'shalom the sin. U'keneged zeh hu tkiya shvorim tkiya. Corresponding to that, we have the sounds of the when we blow the tkiya shvorim tkiya. Shvorim is only the machshava. You know, those first three letters, the first letters associated say with the first yud. Ulefamim yesh maise beloy machshava. And sometimes a person does something wrong without thinking. He didn't think. He forgot. He didn't think that today was Shabbos. He didn't think that you're allowed to do that. Kegoin shoigeg. For example, when a person commits a sin b'shoigeg, which is action without thought. Ukeneged zeh hu tkiya trua tkiya. Corresponding to that, we have the set of tkiya trua tkiya, where we're only addressing the maisa, not the machshava. Look what Rav Nosson Zal just did for us. He showed us how the different sounds of the shofar correspond to doing tshuva for the various different sins. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, each the different one. V'chol ha'tikin hu b'chinas moitzi mikoyach al ha'poel. And what the whole tikin is really about is correcting machshav and maisa, koyach and poel, so that we can recreate, we can start over and do a new being moitzi mikoyach al ha'poel. Ki al yedei ha'pegam, because as we explained earlier, when a person commits a sin, chas v'shalom, nistalek v'choizer ha'poel al ha'koyach, the shechina leaves, that last yud leaves, and it's like an accordion, it folds back up together. You know, that whole yud alef hey dal vav, it folds back together and it just becomes one yud again. And Hashem leaves this olam hasiya, this physical world. So we have to, in order to start things up again, we have to separate those two yuds. We have to open the accordion and by filling in those six letters in the middle, by being mesakein the koyach, the mokim tzir zman of koyach and the mokim tzir zman of poyel. Utzrichin al yidei ha'tshuva lachzor v'leftoich, and through tshuva we want to reopen that whole thing. V'gam al pegam machshava utzrichin lachzor lohitzim mikoyach l'apoyal, and even for pegam machshava we have to go ahead and correct this process being moitzim mikoyach l'apoyal. Ki gam b'machshava levad yesh b'chinas koyach u'poyal, because even within machshava alone, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, there is a concept of koyach and poyal. Dahainu reishis utchilas hamachshava kishein lo shum tziur, meaning the beginning of a thought process, of a design process, where there's no shape or form to it at all whatsoever, the soifa and the completion of the thought process, kinitztayeres b'mokim tziur zman, when it takes on shape and form in his mind. A person starts thinking that I have to move. I need a house. I must have a house. And again, the first thought, house, the word house. What is house? Zero. That the word house at that point of initial state has no meaning at all. As he starts thinking a little more, he starts thinking house where? In Israel. House when? This second? Maybe by miracle, yeah. If not, might take a couple of months till I find or build or the... Okay, now tzir, what shape? How many rooms? Lights, plumbing. So even within machshava, Rav Nosson Zal says, there's a whole choo-choo train. It starts off, Tchila Samachshava is without any Mokum Sirus Man at all. And Soif Machshava, there's already, within thought, it's starting to take shape. V'alkein lo'oilom tkiya baroisha tkiya basoif utrua b'emtsoi shvorim shugam ken trua. And that's why in all the sets of shofar blowing, there's always that tkiya in the beginning, tkiya in the end. And in middle, you have either shvorim or trua or both. Shezeh b'chinas moitzi mikoyach halapoyal shem yud baroish v'yud basoif. This is the whole concept of correcting this tikkun, of being moitzi mikoyach halapoyal, which is this yud in the beginning and the yud in the end. That's that tki in the beginning and tki at the end, which we said, just like tki is a straight sound, yud is a straight letter. No funny shapes. It's just a blotch, a dot.